Praise the Lord. I want to preach to us just a few minutes out from this story here, talking about Naaman, how that he told him in that first verse, he said, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor." My, what a man here where that he's talking about. Captain, a great man, an honorable man, a mighty man in valor. One that it looks like that you would look up to. Somebody of prestige, somebody of character. That when he walked in, you could see him, no doubt, a mighty man of valor, maybe decorated in medals from his fighting and his experience there. But my, what a great description of Naaman here. But the Bible doesn't end it right there. But he said, but he was a leper. My, what a change in the story. You're describing such a man as this, you would think he's no doubt a good man. He's and there's nothing wrong. He must be, you know, well looked up to. And all of a sudden you get to, but. You know, that changes the story. You ever ask anybody, you want to go eat with us tonight? And they say, yeah, I would love to. But here's the rest of the story. Praise the Lord. But he was a leper. My, what a stigma right here on such a man. Such an honorable man. But when they say all the good things about it, they sum him up as a leper. How many good folks do you know tonight that they give? Their personality's great. They help their neighbors. They live a good moral life, but they're a sinner. When you sum it all up in the end, but they're lost. Come on now. You can say all the good things you want to say, but it's the endings what's going to count. But he said, here he is, he's a leper. And the Bible says that and the Assyrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. Now, Syria and Israel were enemies, and Syria would come in and they would raid Israel, and a lot of times they would get their children and take them back to Syria and make servants out of them. So this little girl, this little maid here, had been taken out of Israel and placed in this home here to wait on them. But don't you like what she says in that third verse? And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. I don't know how old this girl was. I don't know anything about her family, but I believe that she knew what the man of God could do. I believe, Brother Ellington, she was raised knowing the power of God. She was raised knowing that the man of God could pray and God would hear his prayers and God would intervene. God would make a difference. I want to tell us right here, hey, when we invest in our children, we're investing in a good thing. Come on now. I tell you tonight, I believe our children, like I said last night, they need to see the power of God. They need to experience the power of God. They need to know what it's like to call on God and see God come down. See God manifest himself and know the power of God. My, just a child saying if he was just... if he was with the man of God, he could recover him of his leprosy. You're looking at faith in a little child. But that if we can get him to the man of God, we're talking about clearing him, healing him of leprosy. A dreaded disease back then. A disease that mainly led to death. maybe Naaman here had a mild porn or was in the very early stages. But this little girl knew if we can get him to the prophet, I said, if we can get him to the prophet, the man of God will heal him. The power of God will be manifest. How many still believes it tonight? And if we can just get in the midst of Christ, if we can get in the midst of God, that things will happen. I wonder here, how many here tonight has got the faith of the little maid? I said, how many's got the faith of the little maid? And if we can just get them in the presence of Christ, if we can just get a hold of God, that God's going to do great and mighty things. Come on now. I don't know what you come in the house needing tonight. I don't know if you come in lost, but you can be saved. I don't know if you come in needing the Holy Ghost, but you can leave with the Holy Ghost. She said, if we can just get him down there, if we can just get him in the presence of the prophet, he'll heal him. Praise the Lord. And she told her mistress, and she told him and said, we're going to told the king. He sent a letter down to Israel, down to the king, and the king didn't know what to do. The king couldn't do nothing about it. He rent his clothes. But the man of God heard what was going on and said, send him on down to my house. Come on now. I wish we could get back to the place of not bragging on us, not boasting in ourselves, but just bring them on down to the highway of holiness. It don't matter what the problem is. It don't matter if they're sick. It don't matter if they're bound by drugs. It don't matter where they're at. Just bring them on down. We'll get them in the presence of God and see their soul delivered. So we're looking at a man, a mighty man of valor, a mighty man, an honorable man, but a leper, come on now. A man that has got something, unless something takes place, will eventually lead to his death. Praise the Lord. And could you imagine, as that little maid told him, said, hey, we can just get you down there. Hey, something will take place. He'll heal you. Can you imagine that man thinking, the man I am, the honor that I have upon me, I don't want to die like this. I don't want to die in this shape. I don't want to die in this condition. So he packed up and went down to Israel, thinking, my, that he's such a man, a guy, he's such an honor. Man, are they going to look up to him? Are they going to admire him? The prophet of God will just come out and make some big do about him. But can I tell you this? The prophet, when he come down and it come to the prophet's house, the man of God didn't even come out to meet him. Come on now. I said he didn't even come out to meet him, but he sent his messenger out to talk to him. Come on. I tell you tonight, when we'll get off our high horse. I said, when we'll get off our high horse and come on down to earth where God can deal with us, where God can move in our lives. The prophet didn't even go out to where he was at. He just sent his messenger out and said, told him, said, go dip in the Jordan 7 times. Come on, help me just a few minutes here. Just go on down to the Jordan and dip 7 times and you'll be made whole. Glory to God. And the Bible says it made him mad. He got wroth about it. He said, surely I thought the man of God would have just come out and just waved his hand over it and I would have been made whole. Help me now. I tell you what was he wanting? He was wanting to pay a cheap price. I said he was wanting to pay a cheap price for the healing. I wonder how many tonight we want to pay a cheap price for the blessings of God. We want God to do everything. We want God to bless, God to bless, God to bless, but we don't want to do anything to earn the blessing. I said we don't want to do anything to earn the blessing, but I feel like again tonight, if we're going to get something from God, we're going to have to rise up. I said we're going to have to rise up and do something for God. Let's step out and see the power of God. Surely, he would have come out and just waved his hand over it, and I would have been made whole. Praise the Lord. That ain't how he chose to work, Brother Jamie. But he said, go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. The Bible says he was wroth. He said, my, why can't I go dip, you know, in the other waters? Why can't I go back there? They're much cleaner. They're much better. You know, why couldn't he ask me to done something like that? But he's wanting me to go dip down in that muddy Jordan, that little river. He's wanting me to take and stoop myself down. He's wanting me to get myself down and go into that muddy Jordan. Come on now. Pride didn't want to let him. I said pride didn't want to let him. You know what holds a lot of folks back tonight? You know what holds a lot of folks back from getting saved? They don't want to do away with pride. I said they don't want to do away with pride. The folks sitting in the house of God, they want to be blessed, but they don't want to get pride out of the way and say, God, I'll do it your way, Lord. I've tried it my way long enough, but I'm willing to humble myself down. We don't want to humble ourselves down and let the Holy Ghost have his way. But we want to do it like we think it should be done. We want to think, I know best. I know what can happen, take place. You know why you're still sitting where you're at? Because you've tried it your way long enough. I said, you've been sitting in your ways long enough. But when you get willing and get tired of being where you're at, you'll finally say, God, I'll do it your way. Come on now. My Lord, Naaman was upset. Naaman was in a rage. Hey, and that servant said, hey, if he told you some great thing to done, you wouldn't have no problem doing it. Why, it would have made you look good. I said, it would have made you look good. It wouldn't have brought you down in it. But you could have kept your pride and went and done it, and everything would have been all right. But he said, hey, why don't you just go do what the man of God said to do? I wonder tonight, why don't we just do what God says do tonight? Why don't we forget about who's sitting around us? Why don't we forget about everything else and say, I just need God. I just need God to move. I just need God to bless my soul. I need something from God. Naaman had a choice to make. Naaman had a decision to make. He said, I can go dip or I can go home like I come. Come on now. I can go down in there. I can humble myself down. I can get self out of the way. And I can crawl down in that muddy Jordan. My Lord, who knows what's going to take place? I said, who knows what's going to take place? I wonder what would just take place around here if somebody just crawl out of here. I'd just get out of their pew and say, Lord, I just want to see what you'll do, God. Hey, come on now. I wonder who the lost come in, they leave lost. The sick come in, they leave sick. The discouraged come in, they leave discouraged. The depressed come in, they leave depressed. My God, I wonder why. I said, I wonder why. It's time that we rise up. I said, it's time we rise up and say, God, I'm going to do it your way. This is what you said to do, and that's what I'm going to do. I can dip, or I can go home and be a leper. I can do what he said. I can go home like I come. Brother Decker, I wonder how many times we've come in the house and we left the same way we come because we didn't do it how he said do it. I said because we wasn't willing to do it how he said do it. Praise the Lord. But he said, I got a choice here. I can humble myself down. I can get myself out of the way. I can crawl in that Jordan River. My Lord, why I can't dip it one time? Why can't I dip but one time? Come on now. Or I can just go back to the house mad. I can just go back to the house and blame somebody else. Come on now. I can go back to the house and blame it on the prophet. The prophet didn't do it like I want him to do it. The prophet didn't say it like I wanted him to say it. How many times have some of you been home mad, thinking the preacher didn't preach like I thought he should? They didn't move like I thought they should. But I wonder when we're going to look in the mirror and say, my God, it was really up to me. I said it was really up to me. If I really wanted something from God, my God, the waters was troubled. All I had to do was get up and get in the river. All I had to do was get up and obey God. Hallelujah. Name it what you're going to do. How bad do you want to erase that stigma? How bad do you want to be healed? I wonder tonight, how bad do you want something from God? I can see Naaman as he's making that choice. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? These times we come in and the preacher preaches to the lost, and some want the Holy Ghost. We say, I can't get the Holy Ghost, he's preaching to the lost. These times come in preaching to for the Holy Ghost, and the lost sitting there, I can't get saved. My Lord, I wonder why we got to limit God. I've seen folks get saved, and I've seen folks get filled with the Holy Ghost at the same time. I've seen folks come in and get filled with the Holy Ghost, and somebody get a hold of them, brother, and draw them down to that altar, and they get saved that night also. What am I trying to say? It don't matter what you come looking for tonight. I said it don't matter what you come looking for tonight. My God's able to do whatever you need tonight. I tell you what, Naaman wanted to be healed bad enough. He was willing to leave Syria. He was willing to go down to Israel. He was willing to go to the man of God. He was willing to go to the Jordan. But my God, he had to get in. I said he had to get in. You come needing something tonight. You come looking for something tonight. Now, why don't you just get up and come on and get in and let God finish the work? What you going to do now, Naaman? You're at the Jordan. What you going to do now? I wonder just how close we have been to what we've been desiring, and we weren't willing to take that final step. We weren't willing to make that final move and completely surrender to God. Come on now. Come on now. We get right to that point and we say, Lord, I ain't quite willing to go on in. I ain't quite willing to go down that low. I ain't quite willing to do it like that. But Lord, if you'll tell me to do it like this, I'll do it. And I tell you, it ain't your way. I said, it ain't your way, but it's His way tonight. When you get willing to do it His way, something will take place. I said, something will happen in your home. Something will happen in your life. When we get to the point, I'm going to do it His way. Hallelujah. I wonder tonight how many's going to leave like they came, but how many's going to say, Lord, like Naaman said, I've been having this stigma long enough. I've been living like this long enough. I don't want to die a leper. Come on now. I want to die like that. I wonder how many of us had enough. I said, I wonder how many's had enough. You're ready. I said you're ready to see God do great things in your life. Are you willing enough to obey God? Are you ready enough to step out of your comfort zone and do it God's way? What you going to do, Naaman? I believe he said, finally, I'm going to humble myself down. I'm going to put my pride to the side, because I realize I'll die with this if I don't humble down. I believe he finally just melted inside and said, I've had enough. I've lived like this long enough. My God, I'm this close. I don't really know what to take place. He said, I'll be healed. But there's one thing for sure. If I don't try it, I'm going home to leper. Hallelujah. You say, what if God don't do it? What if God don't do it? But what if God does do it? I say, what if God does do it? What if God does intervene? What if God does deliver? What if God does save? My God, hell's trying to hold us back tonight. I said, hell's trying to hold us back tonight, church. But I wish somebody say, my Lord. Naaman finally humbled himself down. Naaman finally said, I'm going in the river. I'm going in Jordan. It may be dirty. It may not be like the other waters I think I should go in. But my God, I want something from the Lord. I said, I want something from the Lord. I tell you what, Joel. Oh, Naaman finally said, I'm going in the river. My God, I said, I'm going in the river. If I don't try it, I know I'll die. If I don't try it, I know I'll be alive. My God, if you don't try, you're going to go home the same way. I said, you're going to go home the same way. But I can see Naaman as he went out of that water. My Lord, you could just see him humbling down. I said you could just see it coming off of him when he waded out in that muddy water. My Lord, and he stood there. He said, now, I'm in the river. That ain't his fact. I got to do more. I got to do another step. My God, but I believe he said, I want it bad enough. I done got to the point. I want it bad enough. I believe old Naaman said, I'm going all the way. I said, I'm going all the way. I wonder how many of you has come so close and stopped short. How many of you has prayed back to the same point and you stopped short? How many of you prayed back up to that same point and you turned around and went home? I wish you'd say tonight, I prayed up to it long enough. I'm fixing to pray through it. Come on now. I said, I'm fixing to pray through it. Whatever's been holding you back, whatever's been hindering you, whatever's held you captive, my God, I'm encouraging you tonight. Let's take another step. Let's take another deal and let God prove himself. I could see Naaman as he went down that first time. Still there. But I just can't help but think. I don't know now. This is Carver commentary right here, just a moment. Y'all excuse me. Maybe the servant and possibly that little maid standing there saying, do it again, Naaman. Do it again, Naaman. He said 7 times. Do it again, Naaman. Do it again, Naaman. I believe Naaman just said one more time, come up. Do it again, Naaman. Do it again, Naaman. My God, I'm telling somebody here tonight, you in trouble tonight. You got some folks around here that are gathering around you how to help you pray. I pray somebody will say, come on, pray again. Why don't you pray again? Come on now. Hallelujah, one more time. Let's see what God will do. Let's see God prove himself. I can see Naaman dip again. Do it again, Naaman. Do it again, Naaman. He dipped again. My God, it ain't come yet. Why? You ain't dipped 7 times. You ain't went all the way. Could I tell you tonight, it's all his way or it's nothing. I said it's all God or it's nothing. If you want it, you got to go God's way. But I can see him do it again, Naaman. Do it again, Naaman. My Lord, I done it 5. I might as well do it again. I done prayed once. I might as well pray again. I tried once. I might as well try again. I could see him dip that 6 time. I'll come up and say, I still got it. I still got it. But I could hear him on the banks over there saying, one more time. One more time. One more time. I wonder who's here tonight. If you tried one more time. I said if you tried one more time. You may have backslid on God. You may have went away from God. And the devil said you'll never make it. You'll never come back. I said try it one more time. I said try it one more time. My God, I said try it one more time. The power of God is able to keep you. If you're willing to try one more time. One more time, Naaman! One more time, Naaman! Don't leave now! Don't stop short of the victory! Don't stop short of the healing! I'm telling somebody, don't stop short tonight! But I can see Naaman as they hollered, "One more time. One more time, Naaman. One more time. Just one more time, Naaman." That's what the man of God says heaven. He said to us, heaven. It didn't come in number one. It ain't come in number six. But Naaman, when you come up that seventh time, you're going to be different. I said, you're going to be changed. The power of God's going to do something if you'll go all the way. I said, if you'll go all the way, Naaman. I'm begging somebody not go all the way. I said, go all the way tonight. That devil stopped you short so many times. That devil shortchanged you so many times. But I'm saying, go all the way. I said, surrender everything unto God. Just submit yourself unto God. Let's say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, God. Just take me and do what you want to do with me. I can see Naaman. That anticipation. I believe today some excitement rose up. He said, one more time. I'm one more away. I wonder how many's been one more hallelujah away from the victory. Hallelujah. Couldn't you hear hell saying, Naaman, don't do it. That prophet's a liar. Naaman said, I done come this far. I might as well just do it again. My God, I believe he fell out. And he come up. And he said it was as a child's skin. My God, what it was. Naaman, I believe he come out there saying, hey, I come a leper, but I'm going home healed. My God, I ain't got that sticking on me anymore. The stigma's over. The butt's over. My God, I ain't got to die with it any longer. Why? I've done what God said to do. I've done what the man of God said to do. I went down seven times, and he proved himself. I said he proved himself. I'm asking somebody here tonight, let's go all the way. Let's do it all the way, and God will prove himself. Stand with me all over the house. I had a brother in my church when I was pastoring. He came out to Baptist church. Him and his wife were divorced. And God saved him, Brother Taylor. And you know what? God put the marriage back together. At least one Sunday morning after church, I conducted their marriage.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
She was more than wanting to get in. He was a little more reserved, Brother Young. He come out of the Baptist church, I ain't knocking it. But he really didn't know everything, but he was a good brother. We'd been off 1 year. We'd been to the fire conference. We come back home. That's that Sunday morning. And my wife and them was in Sunday school in there, in the back. And I could hear something going on in the back. A little later, I eased on around there in the back in the Sunday school room. Opened that door and peeked in. They was having church in that Sunday school room. Holy Ghost was moving. They was some of the youngsters, they was laid out. They was praying for the Holy Ghost. We come back in. I come back out and checked on the rest of the crowd. Messed up a little bit. And a few more of the older ones. They got on it. They went on around in the back in the Sunday school room. They all got in there somehow. And before it was over, I seen that brother laying on his stomach stretched out. He was speaking in tongues. You know what he told me later? He said, "Brother," I said, "I'd never act like y'all. I'd never roll in that floor. I'd never do that." He said, "But can I tell you?" He said, "I love kissing the carpet this morning." What was it? He was willing to let God just have his way. He got to the point, I don't want to do that. But something got stirring in there. He said, "I want it." He said, "I want it." You know what he was willing to do? He was willing to get down from what he said, "I wouldn't do. I ain't going to do." My God, that's just where he ended up at. But I'm telling you what, he left out there that morning with the Holy Ghost. I said he left out there that morning with the Holy Ghost. Can I tell somebody here tonight, if you'll quit doing it your way, if you quit trying to figure it out and say, "This is how it's got to be done, this is how it's going to happen," and you'll say, "God, just do it however you want to do. I'm like Naaman. I come here for a reason. I come a-looking. I come desiring something from the man of God, and I don't want to leave without it. My God, I don't know what you come a-looking for. I don't know what all you come a-desire, but I wish you'd come to this altar tonight a-saying, God, I don't want to leave like I came. I come a-looking. I come a-desiring. I come needing, and I'm coming your way. I said, I'm coming your way. If you'll do it God's way, he'll move. He'll answer." Would you pray tonight? Would you pray? If you're lost, I said, if you're lost, you don't have to go home lost. If you're sick, you don't have to leave sick. Come on now. Whatever you need is, you don't have to leave with that. Come on, come on, everyone that will. God's wanting to do great things. God's wanting to do great things. But you gotta do it His way. I said we gotta do it God's way.
Whatever it takes. you'll take one step, you'll take two. Cause there ain't no limit what God can do. He said if you go, then don't worry about yourself. All you've got to do is take a step. Well, if you take the one step, he'll take two. Cause there ain't right out in Jesus' name. I've been falling.